It's up to the legislature to legislate. And we have, where we have issues in within the Defence Force, where criminal acts are being committed, then it's up to the legislature to legislate for the rules and processes that needed to be enacted to prevent those who commit criminal acts to be able to stay within those organisations, and not just include the Defence Force and Garda Síochána, and there are many other organisations out there as well. But they kind of, you know, caught in the headlights attitude by Simon Harris that, you know, oh, we must do something immediately in relation to the criminal acts committed by Mr. Crotty, the soldier who was convicted of a serious assault on Natasha O'Brien, which is now under appeal. We can't go any further than that. That the Defence Forces are bound by the Defence Forces Act itself, which hasn't been updated or upgraded over the years, and which needs to be overhauled by the legislature and not by the Defence Forces itself. So it's pretty unfair to point back at the Defence Forces as if they are somehow responsible for something that the legislature is responsible for. And I think we have to look at it in totality when it comes to that type of virtual signaling.
You feel that the government's actions here could set a dangerous precedent going forward as well?
Absolutely. When you talk about criminal acts, and we see it in the media here where they're talking about 68 members of the Defence Forces or so many members of the Garda Síochána who've committed criminal acts or are going through the processes of the courts, which cases have yet to be determined by the courts, then you're stepping into the realms of the separate organs of the state, which is the judicial system or the judiciary. And those are two separate organs, the executive and the judiciary. The executive determine the legislation that has to be passed through. And we have now them coming in and more or less interfering with the processes, the judicial processes, as I can see it. Now, people may disagree with me and probably will, but I think they are interfering with the judicial processes that are in place. Where you are convicted of a case and you've gone through the appeal system and convicted, then that case has been determined. But you cannot lump in people who are going through the process system along with those already convicted. It's very unfair. And it does nothing for independence of the judicial system.